Right, to your start. Right, Clint, although you started your career in Tranmere, being someone who was born on Merseyside, did you ever dream of playing for either Liverpool or Everton as a kid?
As a Red Liverpool fan, used to go watch them with my dad. Used to go on the Kop, watch all the heroes, you know, Alan Hansons and people like that. And my dream was always to play for Liverpool.
Okay, sent off in the league final against Leicester must be one of the most heartbreaking moments of your career. Tell us something about that incident and your feelings as you saw your team lose.
Cheers for that question. I was really young, about 21-ish, 22, playing in a big League Cup final at Wembley. 80,000 people, all my family were there. It was the lowest point in my career. Never ever gone back to revisit the situation. Never looked back at videotapes or anything like that, programs or anything really. So it hurt that much really. I can just remember being in absolute tears, distraught in the dressing room. Never got the chance to walk up the famous steps or anything. So yeah, it was a very low point, and I actually thought about retiring after that, to be honest with you, for a good few weeks.
Really?
Yeah. So a lot of people had to have chats with me and everything. So that's how low it was.
Oh God. Played under John Aldridge. What was it like playing under someone like him?
Yeah, I mean, he was a Liverpool legend. One of the greatest goal scorers in Liverpool history, and to play for someone like that. I think I played with him as well in his last game, I think at Wolves, and he scored 2 goals. So to be involved in that was magic. And to be involved under him was brilliant. I think I've stated before saying that if it wasn't for him and it was someone else being managed, I don't think I would have made it, to be honest with you, because I was such a bit of a loose cannon back in the days with all my red cards and discipline. So yeah, I've got to thank him a lot really.
At Stoke you had a few knee injuries. How difficult is it for a professional footballer to come back from stuff like that?
I don't think you ever come back the same player for whatever reason. It's hard work. There's a lot of mental, you've got to be mentally strong even when you do come back, and you might have to change your game as well, to be honest with you, due to the injury. So yeah, hopefully, touch wood, I don't have them injuries ever again.
Okay, your first season in the Premier League, players player and supporters player of the year, what did that mean to you?
Yeah, it was such a strange season. Looking back on it in the summer, I mean, so many ups and downs. Obviously getting sent off first game of the season, practically thinking my QPR career was over. Went out to Forest, come back, and all of a sudden I played 20-odd games in the Premiership, and them two awards were the icing on the cake, along with staying up. So, brilliant season for me in the end.
And staying up at Man City, tell us something about the game and the feeling in the dressing room.
Yeah, I can't really remember much about it. I just remember being the defensive display we put on. I thought it was brilliant, you know. I thought it was right up there with Chelsea away at Barcelona, to be honest with you. The amount of talent that Man City have got, and I mean, towards the end, I think they had all the 4 main strikers on, well over £100 million worth of strikers on the pitch. And then when the third goal went in, I thought that was it. I thought we were down. I didn't know anything about the scores or anything. I mean, a few of the lads did know that we were okay, and it was literally 30 seconds later that Wrighty came up to me and said, listen, don't worry about it, we're safe. So it was a massive change in emotions, to be honest with you. And then just sitting in the dressing room, massive relief over the last few months. I mean, loads of pressure building up. I just couldn't quite believe it, really. Just delighted with how it finished in the end.
Okay, and through your career, is there a moment that's the most heartwarming from your time, be it how a manager's treated you, how a player's treated you, an incident you've seen on the pitch? Anything that stands out as a special moment?
I'm just trying to think of probably when I broke my leg at Crystal Palace, the amount of people and the support I got really, and the good people at the St John's Ambulance were magnificent, you know what I mean. That was my first serious injury as a really young kid, and I was in tears, and I thought that was it. So to get the support from people not just involved in football, but like specialists, nurses, you know what I mean, that was my first proper experience. So it was probably something like that, really.
Okay. When was that?
I was at Oldham.
Oldham,
yeah. Right.
Okay, what's yours and the club's expectations for this season?
Just not to take it as close to the wire as we did last season, I think.
Is it as simple as that? Obviously, there's been a lot of investment.
Of course, that's. I mean, but we still got to be level-headed in terms of that. We're still new to this league. We're still trying to build foundations for us to be an established Premier League team. So I think if we can do that gradually and hopefully within the next 3, 4, 5 years, then you just don't know where the club can go, you know. So we're still early days, and if we can finish, I don't know, 14th and above, I think that'll be a satisfactory season for everyone involved, you know. And it gives us that stability again to push on for the year after.
Okay, and if you had to select one person in the QPR squad who's the key member of the squad, is there one person you could pick out?
I mean, if you look back over the last few years, you'd say if Adele was on form, he'd be the main one who could turn a game for you. But we've brought more people into the squad now, and it's, when you look around, you've got like Hoylett, you've got Wright Phillips, you've got Zibs Issa, I mean, you've got Ali Forlan coming back. So I think it's, I don't think you can pinpoint one player now, which is great for us. So I think there's 4 or 5 you can change a game now, which will give us better chances to win games, which is brilliant.
Okay, everyone from Ian Dowie to Steve McLaren has praised you for your leadership skills. Is it something you've developed over the years, or is it something that's naturally?
To be honest with you, I think it must just be born within yourself, you know what I mean? Tactically and technically, I'm probably not the best player, but I go out there every day, no matter what, to give 110%, and hopefully people will play off that, you know what I mean? I don't specifically go out there to be a leader or anything like that. I don't need an armband to make me play 10%, 20% better. So it's nice words to hear that, but obviously I think it's just born naturally within yourself.
Okay, finally, this is just quick fire short answers. Your footballing idol?
Back in the day, I'm looking at Tommy Smith and Alan Hansen, old Liverpool heroes, you know.
Okay, best player you've played with and against?
Oh, wow.
After Man City shot.
Oh, no, I mean, looking back on my last 30 games, the amount of people I played against is unbelievable. But, I mean, Alan Shearer was brilliant. Playing against, playing with, is on his day, is probably Adele, just to look at him play.
Yeah, okay. Your favourite position, left-back, centre-back?
Centre-back all day for me.
Best defensive partner?
Wow. It's hard to think. So many. So many.
Yeah.
I mean, just looking at the defensive partners we had at the Championship season was magnificent, the records that we broke there. So I'd probably say that back four was magnificent. And the one at Stoke as well.
Okay.
Jerry Taggart and people like that.
Okay. Most influential manager?
I'd probably say the Palace days with Warnock, the 2 years there were really, really good in the situation we were in. He got a lot out of the players that he had, so I'd probably say him at that point.
Okay, best moment in your career to date?
Championship winner.
Yeah?
Yeah, winner's medal, my first proper medal, and the way we did it as well, so probably that.
Okay, and finally, who will win the Premier League this season?
I would say Man City, just basically, so they've just got endless amounts of cash and they've got the experience now to go and push on.
Excellent. Brilliant. Thanks for doing that, mate.
No problem.